So welcome back to part three of the Heart series and to day two. Now, the Heart series, the first part of the Heart series lasts 40 days, of course. So you've got lots of time to sort of settle in to this type of practice and the idea of visualization in this way. But it's important to keep the exercise feeling fresh. You know, we're already kind of over halfway through. And by now, it might be tempting to just sort of bring about the same people each time. And actually, you don't necessarily feel that genuine sense of wanting to share happiness, kindness with the other person. So it's really important to use kind of everyday events, keeping it current. So for example, the person who you really kind of care about, the second person you visualize. Maybe there's a close friend or a family member who you notice is having a particularly difficult time, who could really do with a greater sense of happiness or calm at the moment. Brilliant. That's the perfect opportunity. Bring that person to mind in the visualization, even if it's not somebody you would normally use. In the same way, perhaps it's somebody you notice who kind of people aren't necessarily acknowledging, saying hello to or thank you to or whatever it might be. Again, perfect opportunity. Next time you meditate, bring that person in. Make that your person who you're sort of indifferent towards, and have them at the center of your meditation. By keeping it current in this way, it makes it feel relevant to life. And actually, I think it really helps the meditation to stay fresh, and it helps you cultivate a genuine sense of happiness rather than just an idea of it. But to begin with today, take a moment to get comfortable. And when you're ready, just begin with a few nice big deep breaths. And the next time the body exhales, just gently closing the eyelids, feeling the weight of the body, the effect of gravity. As you take just a minute or so to become more aware of all the different physical senses. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, beginning the body scan as you start to notice different areas of comfort and discomfort in the body, and at the same time become more aware of the kind of mood that's around for you at the moment. As always, remember, part of setting up the meditation in the right way is just acknowledging your motivation, why you're actually doing this meditation today, what it is you're looking to learn from it, and bringing into that the idea that it has both a direct and indirect impact on those around you. And now just settling the attention on the breath. Remember, not doing anything to the breath, not trying to change it in any way. But just resting the mind on that movement. And with the next out breath, just bringing the attention to the chest and just beginning that visualization and just really enjoying that feeling of that warm, clear, spacious light just expanding throughout the body now. We're getting a greater sense of what that feels like, what it feels like to experience those qualities. Knowing that everybody wants to experience those same qualities in life. Now just bringing to mind that person that you respect, that you have an admiration for. And when you're ready, just watching as that process, that visualization unfolds over the next minute or so. And when it looks as though they're smiling as broadly as they could be, you can just allow that image to dissolve as you bring about the next person, that person close to you, the person you care about. And in just the same way, watch as that process unfolds. And once again, when they're looking very relaxed, very happy, hopefully there's a sense of sharing in their happiness. And you can bring about the third person, so somebody who you don't know quite so well. But just the same, we're going to invest just a minute or so in imagining this person. starting to feel increasingly well, happy, and relaxed. And when you're convinced that that person is as happy as they could possibly be, just letting go of that image, letting go of any focus at all now on the breath or anything else, and just allowing the mind to be free. And then once again, bringing the attention back to the body, back into the physical senses. That contact between the body and the chair and the floor, the sounds, the smells, as you just become more aware of your environment, opening your eyes in your own time, that seamless transition from meditation to post-meditation, from an exercise to just day-to-day mindfulness. But before you move, before you sit back, just taking a moment to be clear about how you feel, noticing the change from the beginning to the end of the meditation. And also just being clear in your intention to be aware throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can sit back and, as always, take a moment. Do remember to take a moment just to enjoy what that feels like, having taken a little bit of time out for yourself, to have got a little bit more clarity. And hopefully to have really kind of enjoyed sharing that sense of happiness with other people. There's, I think, very often an idea where at this stage of the practice, when we bring in somebody who we don't know so well, and it's, there might be a question of, well, why are we imagining this person being happy? Kind of, they're not really a big part of my life. And hopefully to have really sort of enjoyed that sense of sharing something good with others. I think very often when we get to this part of the exercise, there can be a temptation to think, well, you know, this third person that I've brought in, I don't spend a lot of time with them. Why am I imagining them looking sort of very happy? But if we think in this way, then the mind will always be a little bit limited, a little bit kind of narrow. We want this feeling of happiness, of kindness, of love, whatever you want to call it, to be limitless, to be unconditional. And that doesn't mean you have to like everybody. That's not what it means. But it does mean having a willingness to share this feeling with everybody, no matter who they are and what role they play in our lives, you know. So by bringing this person in, what we're doing is actually training the mind to not be quite so strict or restricted, limited in the way that it views sharing happiness, and instead we actually start to kind of free up a little bit and we're a bit more generous with it. But we continue with this tomorrow, and I'll see you back here for day 3 of part 3.